animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sayre, Oklahoma. Happy, what is today? Happy Tuesday, everybody. Yeah, it's all kinds of things going on today. This is the Stockman's Vet Clinic. Happy hour. It's Heyday Tuesdays, brought to you by Great Plains Bank. And Brandon Hickey. We're going to talk about the Elk City and the Western Oklahoma Sale Barn receipts. See what happened last Friday and today. I know the board's down the limit on feeders. It was earlier. And we'll get with that in just a little bit. First, let's check some temperatures out around Western Oklahoma. 85 at Beaver, 78 at Lahoma, 83 at Sealing, 80 at Camargo, home of my seventh cousin. I don't know what he is. He said we're kin, but I haven't seen any DNA back on that deal. 82 at Butler, 83 at Hollis, and 84 at Hobart. Out here in the Panhandle of Texas, Lipscomb's 82, 80 at Miami, 77 at McLean, 82 at Wellington, 84 at Odell. Okay, let's see what happened in our big old world of ag last night. Looks like grain and soybean futures were a little changed overnight, propped up by declining crop conditions, but pressured as the U.S. harvest begins. About 68% of the U.S. corn was in good or excellent condition. That's down a percentage point from last week. Texas led the way with 69% of its crop already in the bin, followed by South Carolina at 44%. Some 64% of soybeans were in good or excellent shape. About 21% of the crop was dropping leaves versus about 11% last week. Spring wheat harvest rolls on with 85% in the bin. That's up from 72% last week and on par with the average of 84%. Winter wheat planting started with about 5% in the ground, just behind the prior five-year average of 6%, also weighing in on futures. Overnight was favorable conditions in the Corn Belt, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, all getting some rain. I looked on radar a while ago, southeast Nebraska. A lot of mainly Middle East, northeast of Kansas, and a lot of Missouri they're getting soaked right now. Corn futures fell quarter a penny to 421 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybeans for November delivery was up a penny and a quarter at 1035 a bushel. Soy meal gained $1.60 to 287.20 a short ton, and soybean oil futures were unchanged at 51.47. Wheat futures overnight for December, $5.23 in Chicago, unchanged. Kansas City fell a penny and a quarter to 5.16 a bushel. Inspections of corn for overseas delivery was up week to week, while wheat and bean assessments were down. About 1.44 million tons of corn was inspected for export at the end of last week, September 4th. Last Friday, I guess it was. That's up from 1.41 million. And let's see here. Wheat inspections total 424,993. That's almost half of what it was the week prior to that. Soybean assessments also fell, dropping to 452,000 from 491,000. Not terrible, but it's still a drop. In the first few days of the 25-26 marketing year that started on September 1st, USDA has inspected 649,501 metric tons of corn for export. Soybean inspections since the first day of the month were reported at 248,000 metric tons. That's down about 30,000 or 40,000 tons from last year, so not too bad. I think that's about it. Flood warnings put out for Central, North Central, and parts of Nebraska. flood warnings going on. Yeah, you look at those clouds just creeping across there. Slow but surely. Okay, let's see here. Let's go ahead and do our grain market, current grain market update in case I get Brandon on here. If not, I'll read this thing again here in just a little bit. Hang on with me a second. Let me beep, 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 beep. Bam. There it is. Come on. As of right now, December corn is 419 down to 2. Soybeans for November, 1029 down 4. Soybean meal, October, 285.20 up 330. Soybean oil, December, 521 down 2 and 3 quarters. Hard red winter wheat, December, 511 down 6. And nothing's changed on the lives. Live cattle for October, 230.47 down 532. December's 231.55 down 602. Feeders for October down the limit, 349.92. November's down the limit also at 348.87. And lean hogs for October, 96.07 up 92. There you have it. I've been hearing there's a bunch of profit taking on going on today. So we'll see what happens with the market tomorrow. All right, let's go ahead and take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment. How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work. But yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
From the classroom to the field, Elk City High School students are igniting sparks of brilliance, fueling the fire of progress in every endeavor they pursue. Whether it's breaking records in the academics or dominating the field, these students are the driving force behind Elk City's dynamic spirit. GAS is fully committed to supporting and fostering the spirit of innovation because in Elk City, it's not just about moving forward, it's about racing ahead. That's why we're...
You got to get your oil changed, but taking time out of your day can be a hassle. We've got your answer. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep living your life, and we'll take care of the legwork. Any make or model, no matter where you bought it, just give us a call and make an appointment. We'll come get it, do the work, and bring it back to you. Make your life a little bit easier with a no-hassle oil change, where that is the Barber Dyson difference. Only at BarberDysonFord.net.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, August 25th. 1,285 head were sold. 22 head of steers at 522 brought 487.50. 4 at 545 brought 425. 8 at 588 brought 400. 21 at 637 brought 385. 10 at 727 brought 366. 5 at 748 brought 365. 14 at 1,032 brought 300. 6 head of heifers at 498 brought 390. 5 at 556 brought 370. 13 at 647 brought 330. 34 at 688 687 brought 355. 66 at 729 brought 350. 48 at 870 brought 330. Butcher cows were 92 to 171. Butcher bulls brought 176 to 208. Bred cows were 1600 to 2450. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71. Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Dozier, Texas. It's 85. The heat index is 86. Humidity's 52. Dew point 65. The winds are out of the southeast at a whopping 6 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 29 miles an hour. 0.04 inches of rain. 0.04. For all you guys don't know your digital digits. 8-inch soil temperature, 78 degrees. On the phone with me right now is Mr. Brandon Hickey, big boss at Elk City Livestock and Western Oklahoma Livestock. Good morning, sir, or good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
Looks like you had a long evening.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, we had quite the day yesterday. We had a lot of cattle that came in on sale day that we weren't expecting. We didn't, and I think we caught over 900 cattle on sale day yesterday. So yeah.
Is that what happened last Friday also? Because that line was out on the highway when I went by.
Yeah. We ended up both Friday and Monday ended up with more cattle than what we thought we was expecting both times. But that catching 900 on sale day was that only happens this time of year.
Yeah, well, it only happens when the price is right.
Yeah, price is right in fall of the year. So.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's start at Elk City last Friday, 1,942 head. And, I mean, it's all good, but the girls are still surprising me.
Yep. Starting to see a little bit of replacement heifer picking around on some of these deals, some of these heifers, sure enough, front end fancy groups starting to bring a pretty good premium. It's all high, but you know, starting to get some of them 5-weight heifers down, you know, now over that $4 mark. So,
right, yeah, they and it definitely happened yesterday, and mm-hmm. So according to this deal right here, it looks like there was a group out of Pampa of 393 weights. Brought $5, which is pretty really good, 500, and then you creep on down here to some 500 weights, and there was a bunch out of Altus weighing 507, brought 480, and then ease on down there into the 6 weights, and you had some out of Raiden weighing 629, brought 395, 7 weights in there around 330 to 360, man, it's just awesome.
Didn't have a lot of yearlings, but you know, some of the nice groups that we had, you know, 693 pounders at 377.50, that was a pretty nice little premium for some long winged cattle, but it was pretty well good across the board, and like we talked about a little bit last week, you know, them big drafts of calves is definitely in demand, and we was actually probably a little bit softer this Friday as compared to last Friday, which is a little bit unusual for the Friday before Labor Day as compared to the Friday after Labor Day, probably just a tick softer than what we were, but I attribute a lot of that to there was some farming starting to go on and a lot of guys in the fields and same way yesterday, but the bigger calves was where maybe it took it, but the lightweight calves, I mean, everybody's worried about finding enough of them, so they're pretty well going to be on fire no matter what.
yeah, that's no joke. And then we got the girls on the heifers. We had some, of course, there's some light 3 weights brought over $5, and then 4 weights were all in the $4 range. five weights were in the, there were some five weights there. Let's see, Arapaho. There was some from Arapaho. There was some really fancy ones from Raiden. Was those Emma's by chance?
No, they were not Emma's, but they come from some of my neighbors up there that have really, really nice cattle. And a matter of fact, I think I'm right on this. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think I'm right on this. I think this is the first year in three. I think the last 2 years I haven't got to sell any of this family's heifers. They've either kept them or they've sold them before I've got them in the country. But this year I got to sell them, and you just tell the quality because for what they brought, you know they were good, and they darn sure went to somebody that's planning on making cows out of them.
Yeah, they weighed 542, brought 406, and they were nice. Yeah, they was nice. I got there. Let's see. After I went through the gauntlet in the cafe, and I come back out, and I went. I think you were only on your second or third set of calves as it was coming through when I got upstairs, and
yep.
There was some. Pretty good calves. You started this sale off with some really good calves.
Yeah, we had a lot of really good calves throughout the day, and a lot of nice sized consignments. So it was kind of, another way you can kind of tell the fall run is upon you. As we was filling up the there at Elk City, we was filling up the big pens faster than we were the little pens. And a lot of times at Elk City, the little under the shed pens is the first thing that gets filled up because we, have so many, 5 to 10 head groups. And this week we was filling up the big pens faster than the little shed pens. And we did end up getting all the little shed pens full, but it was way later in the evening than it normally is. So it was a lot of good, nice strings of calves and just a lot of quality across the board on everything.
I was talking to somebody when I was driving through there Friday morning, and I went, holy, and I won't repeat what else I said there, but because the trucks were backed up on the highway. I was just like, wow.
Yep. That happened there Friday, and then it happened at Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We had a line all the way out onto the access road there yesterday. Really, really rolled in there. They lots of the kind of a little bit of the cool weather, feeling like fall, and they're starting to come to town. The grain drills are rolling. I went out to the ranch over this weekend to take my son and his cousin dove hunting. I didn't do a lot of dove hunting myself, but I done a lot of visiting with my brother-in-law. Kind of enjoyed our weekend a little bit. And when I come back home there Sunday afternoon, I couldn't believe all the drill tracks that I was seeing there around Hammond and Foss and Foss Lake. And as I was coming home, there was a lot of wheat had been sowed from the time I'd been there, had seen some of those fields Friday to the time I got back Sunday. There was some drills had made a lot of miles.
Well, I seen a picture earlier from one of the farmers posted on. So it'd be on the north side of the river, I think, north of Stafford. So that'd put, that puts you in there between Butler and Arapaho, I guess. Is that right? Yeah, pretty close. And those guys have been putting that seed in the ground. They need to pay attention because he found a bunch of army worms.
Oh, already.
Yeah. And then somebody else commented on there, oh, yeah, I know, I found some too. I think he found 15 in 3 square foot, so that ain't good.
Already. Golly, I hate to think about that and happen to them guys having to fight that. But it seems like they just keep getting a little worse and worse. I don't know. Ought to be some way we can eradicate them things.
I have an idea, but nobody likes it, so I won't say it. I've already tested the market, so we'll just leave it alone. All right, let's see here. What do you got coming up Thursday and Friday there at Sale Barn?
I've got a good run lining up. Lots of good calves already lined up again. I've got 15 really nice first calf heifer pairs, black heifer pairs, good black babies coming in, pretty good size to be a really, really nice consignment for somebody that's needing to restock or start a cow herd. Got some of those. Got a really nice set of them coming, and then going to have a really good middle-aged and older short to middle-bred cows. Going to have a lot of them, and then like I say, really good calf run. That same family from Raiden going to bring me another set of their calves this week. And we should have a run, you know, maybe similar to maybe even a little bit bigger than we had last Friday, and expecting a lot of high quality ranch calves.
What about these on the bred cows showing up to 3,900 and pairs up to 4,950? I didn't get there in time, but I heard you had some pretty nice cows in there last Friday at Elk.
Yeah, we did, but it wasn't any big groups. It was all little deals. Just kind of some little deals that we were able to get a few paired off of, and some really nice bred cows out off of. Just kind of some pieces there Friday, and yeah, they sold really good. But nothing, nothing as big as a 15 pair group like what I've got coming this week. You know, we didn't have anything like that last week. It was all just, little one, twos, threes deals. There's sure a lot of interest.
Yep. Well, let's travel down the highway where you was backed up there out on the service road. I seen, tell us a little bit about the steer stuff, but I seen something last night when you sent this to me, caught my eye, and I gotta find it before I ask you about it. Hang on.
Okay.
Well, you keep talking.
Yeah. No, I had a really, really good run of calves. I think we were thinking we might have 800 or 900 calves, and I think just calves, not even counting the yearlings, and we ended up with more like a 1,100 or 1,200. Really good run, lots of quality. Kind of a little bit different deal over there than what we're used to, which was a lot of 5 to 25 head groups. Filled up all our little pens really, really fast, and actually kind of the reverse of what we see over there. Would filled up our little pens fast and had a lot of our big pens still open. And then had a really, really good trailer run on sale day, and the crew worked hard and got them cattle unloaded, and we were sorting fast and furious to make room and get pens emptied so they could get those cattle on the ground, and all in all, everything just went great, and had a really good yearling run there in the middle of the day to a lot of good strings of 6 and 7 weight heifers and from six all the way up to some 9 weight steers, some really good strings of them, and the market was just unbelievable across the board from start to finish. The some of them fancy calves just bring more dollars per head than what you ever dreamed possible. I sure hope they make money. There's some of them 5 weight steers there yesterday was dollaring out $2,650. Some of them take home replacement heifers, dollaring out $2,350. On some 5 weight heifers. So I mean, it just a phenomenal day, and everything was good, everything was high, but again, sure seeing some premiums on them big strings of really matched up calves, and then my goodness, you run a set in there that sure enough feedlot ready, long winged yearlings, grass yearlings, steers and heifers, the competition really gets fierce on those. So yeah, just a good day all the way around.
Well, I found the one that caught my attention last night, because I wasn't even asleep. I was listening to something on YouTube, something stupid probably. I don't even remember what that was, but there was 454 weight heifers from Eric. There was a group of 13 brought 460. That caught my attention.
Yes, sir. Yep.
There must have been some really fancy ones, or nice ones anyway.
Yep. It was a nice set of heifers. And again, you're seeing a really good, I mean, there's a lot of bidders, a lot of, on every weight class, of them calves right now. But I mean, you really get a lot of bidders on those 3 and 4 weights, you can tell there's a lot of nervousness about having enough of them, cattle to stock, some of this grazed out wheat. So, I mean, you sure get,
you know, where you've got, you know, 2 to 4 bidders on the 5 and 6 weight calves, you know, you've got 5 or 6 bidders on the 3 and 4 weight calves, you know, and a lot of local guys in there working and bidding on some of them, you know, trying to get some of them cattle bought that'll be ready to come off the wheat, you know, they can graze the wheat all the way out until May or June with some of them lightweight cattle, and they're just kind of a product of our good summer and our good spring and growing lots of grass. You know, those lightweight cattle, we have pretty good genetics in this part of the world, so they're always a little bit hard to come by, but even more so this year with the good spring, the good summer. You know, everybody's calves is 50 to 100 pounds heavier than what they normally are for the most part, so that even makes them the supply on those 3 and 4 weight cattle even less than what it normally is. So,
well, it looks like somebody from Clinton ought to be pretty happy with those 672 weight heifers and brought 371.50. That's pretty nice. That's pretty sweet.
That's getting up there, isn't it? Yeah. Nice set of grass yearlings, and we got them all pre-sorted up nice. I think they brought us about 167 of them and got them in there Sunday, and I finished it. It was dark Sunday night before I got finished sorting them, but I got them all finished sorting them there dark Sunday evening, and then the vet got there that morning and just went ahead and got them pregged and had them all pregged open for the buyers, and they got nicely rewarded for their really nice set of grass yearlings. I think the bulk of them cattle they'd bought right here locally back last late winter and early spring, and they turned them out, and they like I said, had a good summer and grew good and got nicely rewarded. I think those cattle ended up in northern Kansas somewhere at a feed yard when it was all said and done, but there was bidders all over the house on them. I mean, they could have ended up anywhere from Iowa to Nebraska to Kansas to Colorado to Texas. I mean, a lot of people wanted that 113 heifers.
Yeah, I bet so. That was a nice one. What did you say? But they brought in 157 and had some other off weights from them, I guess.
Yeah, had 167 all total, and had 9 big 8 weight heifers, and then had I think it was 43 lighter 6 weight heifers that we sorted up off of them, but then there was 113 in that middle group that nice, you know, close to 2 loads of them nice heifers that they could buy at one time, and that was one thing that was also pretty amazing about yesterday. Those cattle, of course, got there on Sunday, but there was that set of 130 steers that come in there from Cordell. And I think those cattle was on the ground a grand total of maybe an hour and 15 minutes from the time they unloaded them to the time they was back on the trucks and headed north.
Well, take some of the shrinkage away.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. What, so I read a deal either yesterday or Monday that the slaughter cow and bull market has softened a little bit. I'm not seeing it with your numbers, and I'm not seeing it with any other numbers. Why would they be saying that? It looks like it's about the same. It doesn't look like it's come up or down any.
It is the same on the good high yielders, the sure enough front end of the butcher cows and bulls, you know, I would call fully steady. But on the little bit lower yielding and the thinner cows, Friday we saw it a little bit. That probably call it a $4 to $6 drop Friday from the previous Friday for those thinner cows. But then Monday, of course, we didn't have a sale the week before Monday, so this would have been, you know, from 2 weeks ago. You know, you'd probably $10 to $12 cheaper on those on the lower okay. yielding and the thinner cows. And you know, a lot of that is. Due to, I mean, partly because, you know, those cows just don't yield as much. It's hard to get as much meat off of them. But also because we've had some of the guys get out of the market that have been buying a bunch of those cows to feed and try to upgrade them into a higher yielding cow. And that kind of stopped there before last Friday. some of them guys that buy a lot of them cows that actually stepped out of the market. And as usual, there's always somebody there to step in that sees an opportunity and steps in. But, you know, it's at a little bit lower figure than we were previously. And that kind of carried through into Monday as well. Not as many of those guys wanting to feed them right now for whatever reason. You're just kind of going into a time of the year that historically the cow numbers get a little higher, get more cows going into the fall of the year. I kind of thought that might not happen this year. We was kind of seeing our numbers there at Elk City, you know, where we've run pretty good cow numbers all summer long. Well, the last couple of weeks we've actually been below 400 cows for two or three weeks in a row, which had not happened all through June and July. It's looking like we're going to pick right back up there and be pretty big cow numbers again this week with the consignments we've got coming in. So maybe we are going to have a little bit of fall glut, at least looking like that for this week. But I sure don't think it'll be what it normally is. But just kind of a natural thing that, especially on those feeding cows, that you know, some of them companies will go to pulling their bids just a little bit because they know they're going to see more of them cows coming in over the next 60 days. So you typically always see the thinner cows. Well, typically you see all of them pull off a little bit because you just they're getting more numbers. But we've seen that a little bit start, but it's mostly just been the thin cows. It really hasn't the sure enough high yielding cows and bulls, it hasn't bothered at all. But the thinner ones, it's showing up a little bit.
All right. Well, I don't have a hypothetical question for you this week.
What? You've been on the ball with those things.
I know, but no, it's not that I'm not on the ball. But it's the 1st of September, and I thought I think I asked you this question either last year or a year before. But what I thought I would ask you this year is maybe to help some of these producers out there. Now, you and I have been talking for the last 3 or 4 months is like, bring them in and bring them on off the mama. At what point right now would you say the producer would do better to wean his calves and what weights and or not work them or work them? That scenario, give me your thoughts on that scenario. The whole ball and chain there.
The whole ball of wax.
Yeah, that's the one.
Well, it varies so much operation to operation. It's really hard to give a blanket answer that's going to be right for everybody and everybody's program. You know, it's kind of the deal that we've talked about before. You know, what you've been doing, don't change it. If you've been weaning them, it really doesn't matter the weights. The weaning is going to bring you a premium. It's scary to do it when they're worth this much. You can't at all blame somebody for not doing it if they've been doing it year after year. I mean, I'm not going to fault somebody at all for taking advantage of the kind of money that these cattle are bringing and not having to put that extra work into them. But, you know, my deal would be, you know, encourage you just to, you know, if you've been building a reputation for marketing these, you know, good weaned calves, just continue to do it because, like I say, you're going to get a nice premium for them, going to get a roll up for those cattle because I mean there's a lot of people that's willing to sure enough give a good premium for them cattle that they are confident they're not going to have any health risk with, and that's going to, you know, those premiums will even get bigger as we go forward now into September and October. I mean it gets harder as we get into the temperature swings and the Western Oklahoma not really, you know, knowing exactly what it's going to do on the weather. Are we going to be cool? Are we going to be hot? Are we going to be both? The dust, the wind, you know, all of those different factors, it gets a little bit harder, to keep them things healthy. And so the premiums get a little bit bigger on the good long winged calves. And, you know, and I mean long winged, I'm talking, you know, minimum 45 days on your home raised. I mean, you know, 2 weeks and 30 days is not really helping you any at all. That it's you've got those calves weaned just long enough that they're just starting to get
life figured out and figure out their new role, and then you know you jerk them up and move them to a new home or move them to a cell barn, and it re-stresses them and sets them back, and you know, and so that's you know, it really needs to be a minimum 45. It'd be better 60. You know, on those on your home raised calves, you know, the vaccinations are very important. I'm getting more and more of these buyers all the time are asking me, you know, what vaccinations of these winged calves had, you know, well, and the unwinged ones too, but they're getting a lot more of these guys that are really wanting you to put a modified live in them. You know, they're having a lot of health trouble with the calves that's had a killed virus put in them, so they're, you know, sure are liking and giving more money for those calves that's had a modified live virus in them.
Well, that ain't no joke. That kill virus, that modified live virus shot is that's becoming more and more every day.
Yep. And I mean it's tough. I mean it's usually not a big deal at all to give that modified live virus while they're still on the cow. You know, they're getting their a lot of immunity from their mom through their mom's milk and whatnot. Causes very, very little trouble when you give it on the cow, but you know when you if you wean it and then give it to them, I mean it causes a sweat. There's no doubt about it. You're putting a live virus in, and you know the calf is fighting off a live virus, albeit a modified one, so that it's you know supposed to help it build that immunity up. So you know there's a little bit of risk when you do that after you've weaned or whatnot, without a doubt. But that's why, you know, that's why these buyers are wanting it, because, I mean, with the cost of these things, what these calves are bringing right now, I mean, man, when, you know, you have one that doesn't respond to antibiotics and lays down and dies, and that's a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's
a big hit. Not only is what you gave for that calf, but what you've lost that you were going to get for it. But, yeah, I learned my lesson with that live virus deal. I hadn't been around, and I'm sorry. You know, I'm just the normal guy. And we went with the live virus on this set of calves we're weaning right now. And I went back out there the next day. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And you know what? I went back out there that afternoon, probably 36 hours after they got their that live virus shot. And they were back to normal.
Yep. they have to have a little battle. I mean, you know, their immunity has to have a little battle for it, but once they've won that battle, I mean, it's amazing how much that boosts their immunity from then on throughout the rest of their lifetime, whether they're, you know, going to wheat or feedlot or grass or ultimately into the cow herd or just ultimately into the locker. I mean, it helps. It boosts the immunity. No doubt about it over the killed virus. And, you know, and not to say, and, you know, don't do the killed virus, you know, do something, you know, the buyers are getting more and more where they request the modified live and they're willing to give a premium on the modified live, but, you know, don't just do the blackleg shot. You know, get some sort of a IBR in them, whether it be with the killed or with the modified live, either one. The buyers are just requesting that more on the modified live. And you know, and you know, another thing I'd encourage you to do, you know, is tell them, you know, when you unload those cattle, say, hey, these cattle had such and such, you know, and give the exact name of what you or your vet give those cattle.
Yes.
So you can get that reported on to the buyers, because I mean they know what all these different vaccines are and what they're for, and you know they know what works for them and what they like to buy that the cattle already got in them, you know, and you know the triangle, the virus shield, the bova shield, the cattle master pyramid. I mean them guys know they know everyone. They've done them all, they've tried them all, they know whatever all of them are. And they know what, you know, they know what you've done. They can see the attempts that you've made, you know. So, you know, most of the time, my people writing my bill-ins, you know, they're going to say, have they had any shots? And, you know, a
lot of times people just say yes. And so then the next question from my bill-in person is one round or two rounds, you know, and say one round. Well, you know, you're really not giving us enough information. I mean, you know, I encourage people, brag on your program. You know, I mean, it matters. You know,
yes, it does.
I mean, people think that, you know, they feel like, well, you know, I've done something, and just to say, you know, one round of shots or two rounds of shots is enough. Well, you know, that's fine, but man, brag on it. I mean, you know, brag on what you've done and get them to write. Get my girls or whoever's writing your ticket. Get them to write it on there exactly what they had. I mean, have it in hand. Be prepared. Have it ready when you get there. Whether it be the shot record from the vet or just you know what you did. You know what you gave them. I mean, have the brand names there. Get them to write it on there, because it's making a difference, and it's gonna make more of a difference as we go forward here into this fall. You know, I mean, everybody gets these stalker buyers get pretty dadgum nervous, you know, going, you know, and you know, some people may not know this, and I hate to say this, but you know, a lot of these stalker operators, they refer to October as National Dead Calf Month. You know, so you know, they really, really get worried about buying these high price, and especially at the prices they are now, buying these calves in the month of October when our temperatures are swinging so much, because that's the hardest thing in the world on them calves. So you know, whatever you've done, brag on it. You know, get them to write it on that ticket. So my auctioneer gets it announced. You know, whatever it was, you know, the brand name of the blackleg shot you gave them, and the brand name of the IBR that you gave them. I mean, you know, if whatever you did to them, you know, brag about it. Be proud of your program, and we'll be proud of it for you with you. You know, and get that announced, and let these buyers know exactly what they had. If you know the dates, that's another thing. You know the dates that they had those shots. We'll get them to write that on there. I mean, there's when it comes to marketing your calves, there's no such thing as too much information. I mean, you know,
correct.
Get it all on there, and you know, the more information we have, the more we can talk about the cattle, the more that people feel like they're buying a program. And you know, and I know that it's not possible for everybody. I mean, not everybody has the facilities and or the manpower or whatnot to get their cattle processed and whatnot, and that's fine. I mean, you know, we're still going to do our best for those cattle, and we're going to sell the heck out of them. But you know, if you have got a program, by all means, brag on it, and let us brag on it for you. But we've got to have the information to be able to do that.
Yeah, because that was just like the last ones I took in for Bruce down there. There was just a couple of them I wrote down on there on a note that his mama took me down when I was ear tagging him. I mean, yeah, it's a story.
Oh, yeah. It's and, you know, that's fun. It breaks up the monotony a little bit. You know, the auctioneer will read that, and everybody will chuckle. And then we'll sell it. But, I mean, you know, we're going to get good money out of anything you bring. I mean, this market's incredible. We've got really, really great buyers, you know, at both barns. You know, they're needing cattle. They want cattle. You know, if you've got a program, you've put effort into these cattle, you've put money into these cattle, you've put certain things into these cattle, you know, get my people to write it on there.
Yeah.
And brag about it. And we're going to pass that along, and we're going to brag on your cattle for you. And, you know, and like I say, not, you know, I know that's not a possibility for everybody. Not everybody has the manpower of the facilities, and you know, we're still going to brag on your cattle, but it, you know, it's just going to be because they're good quality, or the owner's a good guy, or you know, or whatever. We're still going to do our best for you, but if you do have a program and you are putting something specific in, or you're having your vet do it, you know, go ahead and tell us. Get that written on that ticket so it gets passed along, and you know, the buyers, you know, give them just a little bit more confidence that, hey, you know, these people have put in some effort, put in some work on these cattle, and so you know, I'm gonna reward that as a buyer. So
yep. Well, Brandon, thank you so much. I guess we'll see you Friday.
Sounds great, Jimmy.
All right, thanks a lot. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll be right back after this.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in, we'll build it. Oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. Solves that problem. I'm Brock Kalk, and my company is American Hose and Supply. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings, oilfield or agriculture. You needed a hose like yesterday. We will stop what we're doing, and if we got to go to our Oklahoma City shop and get it, we'll do that. And I've done that for a lot of my customers. The business I've done with the oilfield, they got to see your face. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. In the oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's.
Or call 303-1123.
Solves that problem.
You farmers like saving money on stuff you gotta have? You can save instantly when you buy two or more eligible Bridgestone or Firestone ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed. Get $300 off all eligible AD2IF and VF radial tires and Bridgestone radials. Get $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires. And get $25 off Destination Farm and Destination Turf. Blair Tire and Feed at the crossroads in Blair, Oklahoma. Save instantly on the tires you got to have.
I've had several clients when we're sitting in a closing room. We're signing the final pieces of paper, and we slide the keys across the desk and tell them, congratulations, you're a homeowner, and they're just elated. They're thrilled. They finally realize that their dream came true. They were actually able to own a home, and the children are in there with them. And they're like, I get to go get my new room. It's for the whole family to enjoy. They're very excited to own a home. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City, Oklahoma. When it comes to feeding your cattle, try our Mix 30 supplement, packed with high energy and quality protein to keep your herd thriving. If you're dealing with pests, we carry caput, feral hog, gopher, and prairie dog bait to help protect your land. And don't forget, we are now booking winter contracts for feed and mineral. Secure the best for your cattle before the season changes. Give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Next spring, you'll fire up the tractor, turn the earth, plant the seed, and be on your way to another harvest. If you take care of your tractor right now. Before you put it up, do the maintenance so you'll be ready to go next spring. Everything you need to keep your tractor performing is at Camrock Supply. All the grease and hydraulic fluids and filters. All the nuts and bolts, all the tire patches. All the stuff is at Camrock Supply. All of it. Next to Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City. When it's time, make sure your tractor is ready to go.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Here's your Northwestern Oklahoma Ag weather update for Fairview. 84, humidity's 53. The winds are out of the southwest at 13 with wind gusts up to 20. 1.04 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 73. Sunset at 7:52. 91 today, 66 tonight, and 93 tomorrow with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight and into the morning. All right, let's take a Stockman's Vet Clinic break. We'll come back and get your pencil and pen ready. I got a couple new ones on the hay list this week. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com. One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew, because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good.
See
you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You got to go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
My mom used to take me to the local dairy when I was a little girl, and I always was interested in learning where my food came from. I didn't grow up on a farm. I'm from the city, but please don't hold that against me. We owned a farm in Colorado and again here in Western Oklahoma. My name's Becky Brown, and my husband's name's Tony Tummins, and together we own BT Butchers, a mobile meat processor. We bring our trailers to you. Your place processed your way. Please find us at B as in Becky, T as in Tony, butchers.com. That's btbutchers.com. We would love to help you feed your family. The short wait list and 2-day turnaround means we move pretty fast, and since we come to you, it really is convenient. Not bad for a girl from the city. We would love to help you feed your family.
You're so busy out on the farm, you don't run into town unless you absolutely have to. The folks on the east side of Wheeler make it easier for you to stay on the farm. They'll deliver high-pro feed in bulk to your place. They deliver bulk feed in 5 states. They're used to it. But if you're in town, stop in and ask about lick tubs and talk to them about fertilizer. They've got plenty of that too. Your cattle and crops don't have better friends than the folks at the Wheeler General Store. Sure, they're on Facebook, but mostly they're on Highway 152 on the east side of Wheeler. That's Wheeler General Store.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back. Tipton. Whoa, what happened to me? There we go. Tipton, 86 degrees. Humidity's 46. Winds are out of the south at 11 with wind gust up 17. And something just happened to the mezzanine. There we go. It's back. 3-day average, 4-inch bare soil temperature, 82. 7:53 sunset, 93 today, 64 tonight, and 95 tomorrow. I got a couple new ones to add on to the heyday Tuesday. You guys ready? This one here is out of Altus. 400 bales of Sudan hay, 5x6, small stem, 3.5 wraps of it at Altus, 580-477, 1255, 1255, green alfalfa out of Cheyenne, 4x8 big bales, 160 a ton, semi or gooseneck loads, 580-445-7276. And we got some 400 big squares of alfalfa last year's in the barn. Good cow hay, 180 a ton, 580-799-0074. And when we got some grass hay, round bales of grass hay, 580-878-1151. I don't know why I didn't write down where it's at, but round bales of hay, grass hay, 878-1151. And here's some, one more. 340-round bales of Plains Blue Stem, $75 a bale, 580-243-9190. You guys have a great day. We'll see you mañana. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by Great Plains Bank of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma.
You've been listening to Today in Ag.